Free Presbyterian Church in England and Wales, we present Let the Bible Speak. Once again, it's time to Let the Bible Speak, and I invite you to stay tuned as we bring the gospel in message and song. I'm Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. The Reverend James Beggs is our guest preacher this week, and he's been letting the Bible speak on the gospel of the grace of God. And today he continues on this same theme from the words found in Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The Reverend Beggs will be letting the Bible speak after this message and song.
There is one who can heal every illness, whether it is a body or mind. He is known as the great physician. He is the only one of his kind. If you just
turn again to Ephesians chapter 2. By grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It is on these great words of the Apostle Paul, his great affirmation of the grace of God, that we would draw your attention to and focus your mind upon this week. The need for salvation we have already dealt with, and now we want to look at the grace which brings that salvation to each one of us. The Bible says here, by grace are you saved. But you may well ask, what is grace? What do you mean when you say we are saved by grace? There are many ways this word is employed in Holy Scripture, but there are two ways which I want you to fix your attention on just now. First of all, I want you to see grace as the principle or the foundation of our salvation. It is the principle which works out a sinner's salvation. In this sense, we see grace as the free, unmerited favour and mercy of God. Our salvation and deliverance from sin is an expression of God's unmerited favour. In other words, we don't merit the salvation, we don't earn it, and we don't deserve it. But God, of his infinite mercy, gives this free gift to us poor sinful creatures. What do we really deserve? We deserve eternal death and eternal hell. Yet God, out of his infinite mercy and grace, and because of his only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus, bestows forgiveness and pardon from sin upon us undeserving, rebellious, and exceedingly sinful creatures. It is God's free gift, purchased at greatest price by the incorruptible blood of His dear Son, and placed upon every soul that truly repents, turning from sin, and casting themselves entirely and unreservedly upon the Lord Jesus Christ and His work for them on the cross. That is why Paul says here, "Not of works, lest any man should boast." Grace and works are set over the one against the other in Scripture. Salvation is either of grace or it is of works. It is not partly of grace and partly of works, but it is 100% of grace and of that inexplicable mercy of God which provides a suffering sacrifice in Christ and blots out all our transgressions and pardons all our iniquities for His sake. But someone may say, "What about works? Do we then rule them out entirely from our lives? Have our works no place in the mind of God?" Well, as far as gaining or meriting salvation, they are most certainly excluded by Scripture. But good works, of which the Bible does speak, proceed from the soul renewed and regenerated, and indeed saved by the grace of God. They have a place in that they are the evidence and outcome of a wonderful salvation that is the work of grace or God's unmerited favour alone. Our efforts to produce good works cannot save us, but the perfect work of Christ, finished and completed for us on the cross, can and does save all who believe in Him. The work of the church is not sufficient to save us. The work of a minister, a pastor, or a priest cannot and will not save us. The work or influence of a church sacrament does not make us Christians. It is the work of Christ and His work of grace that alone can transform and change and save the lives of men and women. But grace is not only the principle or foundation of our salvation, it is also seen to be the very power of our salvation. Grace not only saves us, but the power of that grace supplies all that we need to keep us and sustain us in all the temptations and trials that life may bring. Again, the Apostle says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, "My grace," speaking of the Lord Jesus, "my grace is sufficient for thee, and my strength is made perfect in weakness." His grace, then, is that power which supplies our every need as we trust in Him and lean our whole weight upon Him. He meets our need in all the trials, temptations, and afflictions that meet each one of us along the road of life. The believer appreciates more and more the grace of God the further along the road of salvation he proceeds. He appreciates all that Jesus Christ has done for him, and he rests himself each day upon God's mercy and draws from the divine resources of grace to meet his need day by day. But first, sinner, you must come to trust him. You must come to bow at his feet, to call upon him for salvation, and to receive him by grace into your heart and life. and then that deep peace of God will be yours, and the assurance of life eternal in Christ.
Been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church in London. If we can be a further spiritual help, then I invite you to write to our minister here in London, the Reverend Gordon Ferguson, at 29 Cheltenham Road, Leyton, E10 6EU. The Reverend Gordon Ferguson, 29 Cheltenham Road, Leyton, E10 6EU. If you wish to contact him by telephone, please use our answer phone service on 0181 539 1706. 0181 539 1706. And he'll also be glad to give you details of the Sunday services. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you. I trust you'll join us each day, Monday to Friday, at this same time, when we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.